Welcome to this week's Bill Elliott Racing Podcast installment. I'm Doug Fireball Turnbull here, joined on the phone by a driver, Trey Poole, of the number 91 Ford. And Trey, we've seen you on the track a little bit this season with some success early on, getting a top five finish at Lanier National Speedway. But going to Gresham Motorsports Park this week, it was a bit more of a challenge. Tell your fans out there a little bit about how the race went and how things kind of shut down for you.
Yeah, it was a fun weekend, you know, going into it here. I had a lot of optimism. You know, I've been there one time before with that first tire test they had there at the racetrack, but didn't get a whole lot of laps there then, but came there now this weekend, went Friday and tried to get some laps in just to get used to the racetrack. And first time out, actually, I scared myself pretty good about putting the car in the fence on the very first time out, but, you know, got control of that and kept it all in one piece and kept going back out and slowly getting more confident myself. Just really trying to get some seat time there at that track. You know, every track you go through, I feel like you need seat time. You know, in general, you need seat time everywhere, you know, everywhere you go. But race didn't go too well at all. I didn't get to run but just a handful of laps, and didn't fare so well for that. But leading up to it was fun. You know, I didn't get a whole lot of laps in, but, you know, had a lot of fun. Guys there helped me out. Had Casey come up there and help me out again this weekend. He helped me at Lanier. Also, I guess about a month and a half ago. So we just go out and have a good time, you know, try to be competitive. And if we're not, I mean, if we are, you know, great. If we're not, we just try to at least have fun with it, bring the car home in one piece. But didn't fare so well this weekend, like I said.
Yeah, and a lap 8 contact there with a number 19 of Frederick Moore ended up sticking your rear end in the turn 1 fence, and that ended your night a little bit early. Of course, nothing you can really do to fix that in such a short race, but you can fix it back at the shop, and there are procedures that go into doing that. Trey, I guess, you know, tell the fans a little bit about how that goes. Casey, who wrecked his car there, Casey Roderick, a teammate who's helping you out there, he wrecked his car there over a month ago and still hasn't gotten his fix. He's been doing several other things behind the scenes and other racing endeavors, but you've got a long stretch before your hands there before you can get it back on the track, right?
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, I don't have an exact set schedule that I'm going to race. I've got my schedule that I like to race if I had secured some sponsorship, and even if I still do secure some sponsorship for this season, I've got a schedule I'd like to go by. But right now it's just, you know, try to get the car repaired, and, you know, in whatever timely fashion I can regarding the funds I've got to work with and what I'm going to have to come up with to fix it. But no, it just, you know, it all starts here at the shop. You know, we just get the car, and we just got the car unloaded today, and I've been just taking the body apart and everything, looking at it. It's going to definitely need a rear clip, but so it starts with that. We got to take the car apart, get it all torn down, and take the chassis down to Frankie Grill, Frankie and Augie down there, and let them repair it. And then you know, all the hardware stuff, all the mechanical work and stuff, I'm going to have to go over and get some of that ordered in whenever I can get the funds to do that as well.
And of course, that could be a long time, especially without sponsorship. And as a driver, are you kind of a marketer too? Are you actually going out and trying to find these sponsorship, or do you have people doing that for you? How does it work? Because this isn't a Sprint Cup operation where there's hundreds of people behind you doing stuff. You, as Trey Poole, trying to get your career on track and everything, how do you pursue sponsors?
That's you're exactly right. This is definitely not a cup operation, but no, I do. I do my own marketing stuff and try to get sponsorships. I've called, I can't tell you how many, you know, how many companies, probably up to 80, about 100 companies. And, you know, you just keep plugging away at it, hoping something, you get somebody in a good mood one day who's got some funds to put out. And, you know, maybe you start a partnership with them. But no, you know, been doing it a lot myself. And now, you know, that's typically what I do on the week. You know, I'll help the guys in the shop if they're really crunching for time and need some help. But other than that, I get on the computer and, you know, just if I'm driving down the road and see a company that looks like it'd be marketable in the auto racing industry, you know, I'll ride them down or something like that and then get the shop, you know, do some stuff and get some stuff ready to send to them in hopes I can get some kind of a reaction out of them. But, yeah, it's one of those things, you know, you just got to keep going at it just like you're doing this whole racing deal.
Has there been any advice maybe that Bill Elliott has imparted upon you since you're part of his race team, something that he's told you when he's seen racers struggling in the past that's maybe helped you out, whether it's driving tips or tips with sponsors? I mean, he owned his own team and struggled with it for a long time in the Cup Series.
Yeah, he did. He also, you know, he's got Cindy, who his wife, who helps him out, my aunt, and she's in the marketing deal. She's you know, very, very good at that, and she's the one that really, you know, I've gone to with all my questions for that marketing stuff, and I've learned everything I have from her, really, in the marketing area of it. But as far as the driving area, yeah, if you got any questions, you can definitely go to him, and he won't tell you you've got to do it this way. He'll tell you how he thinks it needs to be done or how he suspects it to be done. But it's like, you know, you got to learn from your own mistakes. And I believe that's what, you know, he just tries to point us in the right direction. And we got to, you know, do what we can to figure them out for ourselves.
You've obviously done lots of hard work here in the last couple of years, getting your car built up, and finally getting on the track about midway through last season, and then having a couple of obstacles in your way at the beginning of this season. But, of course, we wish you the best of luck, and we'll be tracking your progress this season right here on this podcast. We'll hear again from you soon, bud.
All right, I appreciate that. Thanks.
Folks, you'll be listening again to the Bill Elliott Racing Podcast with driver Trey Poole. I'm Doug Fireball Turnbull. Check in soon.